You are listening to BensTorah.com.
Why do we have so much matzah? And I want to really deal with one aspect of that, and that is, if you look on the measurements of the matzah that the various organizations and publications put out, they say that you want to have 2 kazesim of matzah when you do motzi matzah. And that means you have to have double what really you need, because really the halacha is you need a kazayis of matzah. We end up having 2 kazesim for motzi matzah. We have another kazayis of matzah for afikoman. We have another 2 kazesim of matzah for korech, and 2 kazesim for afikoman. So we have a lot of kazesim. Really, the mitzvah d'oraisa should be just 1 kazayis of matzah, period, and nothing more. So I understand that we do numerous things. We do motzi matzah. We also want to do korech. We do afikoman. But why at motzi matzah do the instruction booklets and the haggadahs say to have 2 kazesim of matzah? That's what my goal is for this morning. And hopefully with that, you'll understand why there's a lot more matzah eaten than we would think is absolutely necessary. So here, if you could, we start with the Gemara on Psachim Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph. Okay, so the Gemara in Kuf Tezayin Amud Aleph says, Amar Shmuel Lechem Oni. The Torah says that matzah is Lechem Oni. The word Oni literally means poor man's bread. So, but it should have just said Lechem Oni. So the Gemara has 3 explanations of what is being taught by the matzah being described as lechem oni. Number one, she'onim alav dvarim harbi. It's bread that you talk about, that you speak about. For lashon of ona, oni, not just poor person, but also la'anot, to answer, to respond, to speak about. Davar acher, another explanation. It's a poor man's bread in the sense that it's baked very quickly. You don't leave it time to rise. Just like a poor man, if you're a poor person, you have very little firewood. So you have to bake as fast as you can. You're going to bake and throw it in the oven. You're going to work with somebody else. Your wife will knead the dough. You'll throw it in the oven, and you won't leave it time to rise. So therefore, it's going to be lowly bread without having time to rise. And the third point, as the Gemara says, from lechem oni, from poor person's bread, is davar acher. Number 3, ma'adakel she'oni beprus. Just like a poor person doesn't have a full loaf, rather they have a piece or a half a loaf. Avkan nami beprusa. We should use a broken piece of matzah, not a full loaf of matzah, not an entire bread, but rather a chunk, a piece, a prusa, a part of it. With that in mind, we're going to understand that the matzah that we want to fulfill the mitzvah of motzi matzah, to fulfill the mitzvah, should be not with a full matzah, but rather with a piece of matzah. And therefore, the Rush tells us, based on this Gemara, how we should go ahead and have our matzahs. Now, there's one issue. On every yontif, there is a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah. Well, we'll see. Is there a mitzvah of Lechem Mishnah, or is Lechem Mishnah only on Shabbos? That's one thing. Separate from that, you have a mitzvah to eat matzah as the mitzvah of matzah. So we have 2 mitzvahs happening at the same time on Lel Seder. It's a yontif with possibly a requirement of Lechem Mishnah, and separately, the Lechem Oni, the motzi matzah. So says the Rush the following: Hilkoch bePesach mevarchen al achas uprusa. On Pesach, what do you have? Not 3 matzahs. I don't know what you have at your Seder, but the Rush says no. You have 1 matzah and a half. Why do you have 1 matzah and a half? Aval bishar yomim tovim bayavri other yantif betz inon, we break bread atarti rifta shlemta on 2 full loaves. Dom Rabbi Abba chayev adam livtzal shneiki karos b'shabbes. Let's start with Shabbos. Why do you have 2 loaves on Shabbos? My taima luck to lechem mishnah. The Torah says when they got the man, they collected on every Friday double portions of man, 2 loaves, two breads. And did that happen on Yontif also? Well, if it happened on Yontif, then you need lechem mishnah on Yontif. If we only got double portion of the man on Shabbos, then we only need for Shabbos. Umefarshi rabbanon, says the Rush, Mefarshi Rabbanan, Debiyamim Tovim, Beinon Al Shtei Kikros, Kama B'Shabbos. Just like on Shabbos, we need a double portion. We got a double portion, and we need Shnei Lechem Mishnah. So Tan Yontif. Why? Because the whole point is that the Mon didn't fall on Erev Shabbos. It didn't fall on Shabbos, fell double on Erev Shabbos. And so Tan Yontif, it didn't fall on Yontif. Rather, it fell double on Erev Yontif. So just like on Shabbos, you need 2 loaves, so too you need Lechem Mishnah on Yontif. And therefore, says the Rush, Hilkoch be'inah be'yomtif, on regular yomtif, you have to have 2 full loaves. L'mivtza al tarei rifta shlemta k'davina b'Shabbos, just like in Shabbos you need two lechem ish and so on yontif, and comes the pasuk of lechem oni va'asa lechem oni, and it takes the second of the two loaves and tells you to cut it in half like a poor person. V'gar alachada va'okma aprusa. You take cut down the second loaf that you need, like you need on every yontif, and you only have a total of 1.5 breads. And therefore, according to the Rush, according to this opinion that the Rush is quoting, at your Seder, you need 1.5 loaves of matzah. Not 3, not 2.5, but 1.5. Because you need 2, and the Lechem Mishnah, I'm sorry, for Lechem Mishnah, and the Lechem Oni din of that you have to have a poor man's bread knocked off a part of the second loaf, so it should be a poor man's bread, and that's the one that we'll have the mitzvah of matzah with. In fact, he brings a raya, because the Gemara says that if you want to be yotze, that when we're eating the seder, the Gemara says yesh mivin raya dvar mitikasani b'masis. The Mishnah says hevi lefan of matzah. It sounds like there's only one full matzah there, not two full matzahs. It sounds like there's one full matzah there. So he brings a raya from a Mishnah that all you need at your seder is 1.5 matzahs. That's what the first opinion says. Comes the Rush and says, I don't think that that's correct. You know why? V'lo nira. This does not seem correct to me. You know why? D'mayishna Pesach l'inyan lecha mishna. Why should Pesach be the odd man out? If every single yontif needs 2 full loaves of bread, Shabbos we know needs 2 full loaves of bread, lecha mishna. And yontif needs 2 full loaves of bread. Well, if every single yontif needs 2 full loaves of bread, why should Pesach have less than that? You want to tell me that there has to be a poor man's bread that should be broken in half? Fine. So do your hamotzi on 2 full loaves of bread like every single yontif meal all year long. And then besides the 2 full loaves of bread that you have for Lechem Mishnah, add another matzah that will be a half to fulfill the din of Lechem Oni, of a poor man's bread. That's a half. And that's what the Rush suggests. He says, lechem oni is for the achilas matzah, aval hamotzi, but the brach of hamotzi that you make on at the seder night, pshid al shleiman binan, it should be no less than any other yontif. So you need 2 full matzahs for lechem mishnah, and then you have another one which is for the mitzvah matzah. Oh, that one should be a half. So you should have 2.5. And I'll prove it to you, says the Rush, that you really should have 2 full matzahs plus a half. Teda. Let's say a person didn't have a lot of lechem oni. He didn't have matzah shmura. You know what he had? He had egg matzah. Now, egg matzah, Sfardim eat egg matzah, Ashkenazim don't eat egg matzah. But according to the Gemara, you could eat egg matzah. But you can't fulfill the mitzvah of the Seder night with egg matzah because the Torah says you need lechem oni, poor man's bread, which is just flour and water. Not eggs, not oil, not apple juice. So if you have only egg matzah, lots of it, you have lots of egg matzah, and you have one little kezias of matzah for the actual mitzvah of, you know, regular matzah, of poor man's matzah, of matzah shmura that is appropriate for the mitzvah. So how would you say your hamotzi? You only have one kezias, you're going to leave that for later to fulfill your mitzvah, and you would say hamotzi on your 2 egg matzahs. Teda says, he says the Rush in the first bullet point, dim ein lo lechem oni kim kezayis, v'yochla sabachron, you can eat that later to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. What will you make hamotzi on? You should make hamotzi on matzah ashira. Well, if you would do that, so how much matzah ashira you would have? But what he's trying to do is he's trying to show what happens when you're going to do your mitzvah of matzah separate from your hamotzi. If you're just going to make hamotzi right now, you want to make hamotzi for your Seder, but not for the matzah yet. You're going to have your matzah a little bit later, but you want to have hamotzi. And therefore, you're going to make it on egg matzah, which again, Ashkenazim don't eat it, but Sfaradim do. And according to the Gemara, you can. So you're going to have your egg matzahs. How many egg matzahs are you going to make? It's a yontif meal. Of course, you'll have 2 full ones. And later on, you'll have your mitzvah of matzah, of lechem oni, for the Lel Seder, for motzi matzah. And you'll do that with a half a matzah, fine. So here too, if we are gonna, yes, I'm fortunate that I do have lots of shmura matzah. That is all kosher to use for the mitzvah. Why should I not use two full loaves? I should have two different mitzvahs. There's lechem mishnah for the hamotzi, and then there's another mitzvah of eating matzah. So I should have two full matzahs and then a half a matzah. Okay. So now the Rush says that I disagree with the previous opinion. He just says you have one and a half. I see you have to have two plus a half. What am I going to do with those two plus a half? Says the Rush. Well, I'll start with three. You need two for lechem mishnah, and the third one you need for the third one you need for your matzah. On the third one, we may also in shalosh matzahs, yivtzeh hashni l'shnayim. You're going to take the middle one and break it in half, which is what we do. V'yishmer hachetzi l'afikom. You're going to take half of it for yachatz. That's yachatz afikoman, and leave the other half in the middle between these two matzahs. How am I going to make the hamotzi? Listen carefully to what he says. Look what I underlined here. Al harishona. Yivarech hamotzi. On the top one, remember I have lechem mishnah. Lechem mishnah because it's yontif, and I have a top one and a bottom one that are both complete, that are both intact. That's my lechem mishnah. When I make lechem mishnah, how many of them do I have to eat? Only one of them. So I'm only going to eat one of them, but I have two lechem. I have lechem mishnah here. So al harishon yivarech hamotzi. The top one, I'll say the hamotzi, meaning to eat the top one. I have the bottom one there also as lacha mishnah. Val haprusa, and on the prusa, on the broken one, I'll say al achilas matzah. So far, so good. He didn't say it any big chidushim yet. The big chidush is in the next line. Va'ochlon biyachad, you should eat them together, meaning a little bit of the hamotzi matzah, which is the top one, and a little bit of the, and of course, the kazayis of the middle one, which is your mitzvah of achilas matzah. And here he says in bold the words that we're going to have to figure out why in the world is he saying this. Va'ochlon biyachan mikol achas kezayis. And you should eat a kezayis from your hamotzi matzah. I don't mean motzi matzah. I mean the matzah upon which you're saying hamotzi on. And the kezayis from the middle one, which is your the one that you want to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with. The top matzah, you say you're eating just because you had to say hamotzi. So therefore, and you want to have lechem mishnah. So you're going to have it so that you could fulfill the din of lechem mishnah and say hamotzi on a full on a shalem. And then the mitzvah of achilas matzah, you're not doing with the top one, which is your bari hamotzi lechem min ha'aretz matzah. Rather, you're going to fulfill that mitzvah of achilas matzah with the second one, which is broken in half already, and that's lechem oni. It's Darko b'prusa, and you'll have a kezayis from both of them. And the question is, why do you need a kezayis from both of them? In other words, what we're going to see today is a very big question that's going to that should bother us, because I know that when I want to make a brach on something, let's say I want to have let's add an apple. I have a grape and an apple. So what bracha should I make first? I like each of them equally. What bracha should I make first? I'll make a bracha on a grape first. Why? Because grapes are shivas haminim. So I'll make a bracha on a grape. And I take a little bite and make my bari priya eitz on the grape, a delicious piece of grape. I don't even finish the whole grape. And then I could go ahead and eat my apple. Do I have to have a kezayis of the grape because I made the bracha on it? I don't want a kezayis of it. I don't need to make a kezayis on it. If you go to the Kiddush on Shabbos morning and there's this really good cinnamon Danish and there's a Ritz cracker, a Tam Tam. So you make a mezonos on your Ritz cracker because the rabbi made Kiddush, you want to make a mezonos, so you have your Ritz cracker. And then you're going to head towards that delicious looking cinnamon bun. You know, the ones we have downstairs with the melted, with the white sugar on top. So do you, because you made a mezonos on a Tam Tam or a Ritz cracker, do you have to have a kezayis of that of Tam Tams or Ritz crackers, and then you're gonna go ahead and have your cinnamon bun? No, you may take a bite of whatever you said hamotzi on or mezonos on or ha'etz on, and then you can have whatever other things you're gonna eat. You don't have to have a kezayis of the first one and a kezayis of the second one. Yet here, the Rush is saying that since you said hamotzi on the first one, you should have a kezayis of that, even though that's not the one that you intend to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with. And then the second piece, which is the broken piece, and therefore it is appropriate to fulfill the mitzvah matzah with, because it's a half a piece of, it's a half a bread, it's a lechemoni, and you'll fulfill the mitzvah with that. Then you have a kezayis of that. Why in the world is he saying that I should have a kezayis from the first one also? That's what we have to figure out today. Because what he's saying is, I'm going to have two kezayisim. One kezayis to say hamotzion, and another kezayis to fulfill the mitzvah with. Why do I need that first one to be a full kezayis? That's what we're going to have to figure out. But let's first see, is this Rush, this opinion, right? There was, if you recall, there was another opinion at the beginning of the Rush that he quoted that said, no, you don't have a, you don't have extra matzah, you just have one and a half. You don't have two and a half matzahs. So let's see what the Shalva Shulchan Aruch paskins. And once we see how the Shulchan Aruch paskins, we'll realize that we're in a little bit of a, I don't want to call it trouble, but we're going to be eating a lot of matzah, because look how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. One second, please. Baruch Ata Adonai Eloheinu Melech Olam Shehakol Nehiyeh B'Dvaro. So the Shulchan Aruch at the beginning of the halachas of the Seder, Siman Tav Ayin Hey, says, "You wash until you yadaim, yitol yadav, yivarech until you yadaim." V'yikach matzos k'seder shenichon. You have your matzos the way you arrange them. You already did yachatz earlier in the Seder. Haprusa, the broken one, bein shtei hashlemos, between the two full ones. V'yochez em biyado, hold them in your hand. You have two full ones on the outside and a half one in the middle. Hold all three. V'yavarech hamotzi v'alachilas matzah. And you make hamotzi and alachilas matzah with all three in your hand. Afterwards, Yivtzi, you should break bread, mehashlema hel yona. You should take from the top one, because that was your hamotzi going on that. Umeha prusa, and from the broken one, mishtein biyachem, take them together. And you should eat them. I'm skipping what it says in the blue. Vyochlem beheseba biyachem, eat those top, the top one and the middle one, beheseba leaning over. And he says here, kezayis mikol echad. Why do you have to have kezayis mikol echad? Why do you have to have kezayis mikol echad? All you need is a kezayis at the Seder night. To fulfill the mitzvah matzah, you need a kezayis. Why is he telling me that I have to have a kezayis from the top matzah, which is an intact full matzah, and therefore is not for the mitzvah of matzah? Why am I eating a kezayis of that? So says the Bach, you know why I need a kezayis of the top one? Lefi she'ein achila p'chusa mikezayis. I'm sorry, you need a kezayis because, of course, whatever the Torah says eat, you have to have a kezayis. I don't understand that. The Bach Bishlom min haprusa. I understand that the broken matzah, the middle matzah, shemavarech ala alachias matzah, that you're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah with. It's a broken one. It's lechemoni. I understand you're fulfilling the mitzvah of matzah with. You need a kezayis. But asks the Bach, aval min hashlema shemavarech ala hamotzi, the top one, which is the one that you're saying the hamotzi on, like because you want to make hamotzi on a full matzah. Why is that different than any bread that you ever eat, where you have to say hamotzi, even if you have just a little bite? How much do you have to eat to say a hamotzi? If you want to make a bracha, if I give you a crumb, I give you a little crumb, I give you a tiny sip of something, right? Somebody has an iced coffee. My daughter, this happens to me all the time. My daughter makes herself an iced coffee. I pass by, I said, oh, that looks good. I say, sweetheart, could I have a little taste of your iced coffee? She says, sure, Abba, if I'm lucky. Sure, Abba, and she hands me the iced coffee. I say, shahakol. Now, how much of that iced coffee am I going to drink? If I drink half the iced coffee, she'll never let me have iced coffee again. So I take a little sip. Ah, delicious, and I give it back to her. How much did I drink? I drank a little sip. Your friend is passing by and he has a candy. He has I don't know what. You say, oh, that looks really good. Can I have a taste? So he has a piece of licorice. He breaks off a little piece of licorice and hands it to you. You make a bracha on the licorice. Because you made a bracha, you have to have a kezayis? Of course not. You have to make a bracha on any amount. So if you have to make a hamotzi on matzah, so I'll go ahead. I'll make hamotzi. I should make it on the shalim, on the full matzah. No problem. I'll make hamotzi on the shalim. How much of it should I have to eat? Take a bite. And then you want to fulfill the mitzvah d'oraisa of Lil Seder by eating matzah, that's a kezayis. That's from the second matzah, one that's broken. Because the broken matzah is what we're supposed to be using to fulfill the mitzvah, because it's lechemoni. It's poor man's bread, it's broken. So why do you need the kezayis from the top one? There's an opinion that says something I never knew. He says, even if you hold of the opinion, okay, let's forget that for now. So, yeah, let's see. It's an interesting opinion. So let's see what he says. He says, there is an opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah that says that whenever you say a bracha and eat less than a kezayis, you always say shahakol. You have an apple. And you're only taking one bite out of an apple, less than a kazayas, shahakal. You're
I'm
having a
not eating
Danish,
perfect,
but just one bite from a Danish, shahakal.
but
You
I'm
have a
going to
piece of
follow that
bread,
with
but
it.
just one bite from the piece of bread, shahakal. That's what the opinion of Rabbeinu Yonah. Oh, so maybe if you're just going to have a bite from the top matzah, because it's a shalom, you want to make a hamotzi on a shalom, on a full matzah, and you're only going to have one bite, maybe according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you should only say a shahakal, and that's not going to be cool. Because we want that to say hamotzi, so maybe that's why you have to have a full kezias from the top matzah, so you could actually go ahead and say hamotzi. Says the Bach, that doesn't make any sense because even if you have a tiny bite from the top matzah, you still will have a fair bracha. You could still say the bracha of hamotzi on it because you're going to be having a kezias from the middle matzah. You don't have to have the kezias from the top matzah. Even Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that when you have less than a kezayis, you only say a shahakal on bread, on mezonos, on apples, on vegetables, you only say a shahakal if it's less than a kezayis. But here I'm eating more than a kezayis. Even if I take a little bite from the top one, because it's a shalem, and that's what I'm going to say hamotzi on, I'll take a little bite from it because it's a shalem, I'll say hamotzi on it, and then I'll go ahead and I'll have my kezayis from the rest of them. So therefore, my hamotzi is appropriate. So why do I need to take a kezayis from the top one just because I said hamotzi on it? So look at the answer that he gives. A pretty weak answer. Why do you have to have a kezayis? Of course, the second matzah, the middle one that's broke, have to have a kezayis because that's your mitzvah. Why do you have to have a kezayis from the top one? Vevshalomer, maybe you could say, the Sri Lila Rabbeinu that the Shulchan Aruch and the Torah say, you have to eat the kezayis of the top one. Divadim ein lo elopach. Of course, if you only had, of course you would say hamotzi. But if you have a lot of matzah available, if you have a lot of matzah available, you should make a hamotzi on a lot of matzah. He's not really answering himself. He's not really answering why he should, what's a good reason to say hamotzi, that your hamotzi also has to go on a kezayis. So this issue is still not really resolved. What we see so far is that I have a top matzah, which is part of my Lechem Mishnah, and that's going to be the hamotzi will be on the top matzah because it's a shalem and it's my Lechem Mishnah. But the mitzvah matzah is going to be on the second one. The Rosh, as paskened by the Shulchan Aruch, says you should have a kezayis from both. We don't understand why you need a kezayis from both. Why you need a, I understand from the second one, you do need a kezayis from the Lechem Oni one, the broken one. But why do you need a kezayis from the top one? The Pri Chodesh raises the same question. Tema. Me'aprusa, the Miprusa's hamotzi, the top one that you make hamotzi on, lama tzara kezayis. V'lo bracha rishonu, we hold ein tzarech shir. Any amount that you have warrants a hamotzi. B'koshken b'kan shekvar ochel kezayis. Anyway, I'm going to be eating a kezayis for the second. Why do you need a hamotzi? Why do you need a kezayis from the first, the upper part? So he says, I have an idea. You see, there is a question. Which one you should say the hamotzi on, and which one you should say the bracha of al achilas matzah. There's a question. Do you say the hamotzi on the top one? I've been saying until now, you say the hamotzi on the top one, and the bracha of asher kedushav sasav itzvan al achilas matzah. That's really going on the second one. But there is another opinion. The other opinion says that you should say the hamotzi on the broken one, and the al achilas matzah on the whole one. And therefore, it's a machlokas. So, what do you do if there's a machlokas? Cover your bases, and have the top one might be this, might be that. So eat a kezayis of it. Let me rephrase that. The top one might be for the hamotzi, and the other opinion says it's for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So, have a kezayis of that just in case it's for the achilas matzah. The second one might be for the hamotzi, might be for the achilas matzah. So, err on the side of caution, have a kezayis of that one. That's very nice if you hold that the side is a fake. However, he points out that this is all from a rush. This, that you should have two kezayisim, meaning kezayis from the upper piece that you said hamotzi on, and a kezayis from the broken piece, is all from the rush. And what does the rush hold? The rush himself holds, look at the second bullet point, aval harush, shekosav al harishon. He says very clearly, he's not confused. You and I might be confused, but the rush isn't. The rush says, al harishon yivarech hamotzi, val haprusa yivarech al achilas matzah. So he says clearly, the top one is for the hamotzi, and the middle one, the broken one, is for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. And that's the case. Why do you need to have a kezayis from the top one?
You are listening to benstorah.com.
So therefore, what does the Pri Chodesh conclude? He concludes that when the Rush said that you should eat a kezayis from both of them, he must have not really meant it. It's practically saying that there's a Torah Sofer here. He's practically saying, the Rush didn't really mean that you have to eat a kezayis from the top one. The came to the Maimer, since the Rush wanted to say, make sure you have a kezayis from the middle one, and he didn't want to elongate his writing too much. The came to the Maimer, Shiocha kezayis mea prutza. Kitzer, he just wrote shortly, briefly, tersely, because of Yochel min kol echad kezayis. And he let you figure out, v'samach al hamevin, he'll let you realize you're an intelligent person, you have a half a brain, and it's obvious, as I underlined, shedav yaduhu, the lakol, everyone knows, the prusas hamotzi, don't buy kezayis. When you say hamotzi on something, you don't have to have a kezayis. And therefore, the Pri Chodesh basically says that this whole line in the Shulchan Aruch and this whole line in the Rush that says you should have a kezayis of both of them, of course, a kezayis of the second one, that's your mitzvah, but even a kezayis of the top matzah that you're just saying hamotzi on, it's really a mistake. It's really a misunderstanding. It was just written, you know, in a way that's just to, you know, write as tersely as possible. And of course, you don't have to have a kezayis from the top matzah. You only have to have a bite from the top matzah because you said hamotzi on it. And then the mitzvah of achilas matzah will be fulfilled with a kezayis of the second matzah. So according to this Pri Chodesh, he's basically crossing out what the Shulchan Aruch wrote. The Shulchan Aruch wrote that you should have a kezayis of the top one, and then another kezayis, when you say hamotzi, have you eat a kezayis of the top one and a kezayis of the middle one, which ends up being a lot of matzah, twice as much, than I should really need. We don't understand why you should eat from the top one. It must be a mistake, says the Pri Chodesh, and you just need a little bite, a little morsel from the top one. And then you'll have your mitzvah of kezayis of achilas matzah from the second one, the broken one, and that the Pri Chodesh basically is saying that this Shulchan Aruch is just about a mistake, or a misunderstanding, or a misreading, because that can't be. I don't understand any other reason why you should need a kezayis from the top matzah just because you said hamotzi on. That doesn't need a kezayis. But after everything is said and done, what does the Pri Chodesh conclude? The Pri Chodesh concludes, but nowadays, Nagu lechol kezayis michol echad. But anyway, the minhag is we do indeed eat a kezayis from both. I just finished explaining, I don't understand why. It shouldn't be really be necessary, but this is what the whole world does. It is what Shulchan Aruch wrote. It is what the Rush wrote. So I'm arguing that it might be a mistake or a misunderstanding, but lemaisa, this is what everybody indeed does. So the Shulchan Aruch did write two kezayis, one kezayis from the top, one kezayis from the second matzah, and this is what everybody does. I don't really understand it, but I'm just telling you, this is what everybody does. Okay, so halach lemaisa, what should we do, Rabbi Say? Should we have two kezayisim, or should we do what makes sense, which is just have a bite from the top one and have a kezayis from the second one? So the Mishnah Brura paskins the following. Min haprusa, from the broken matzah, the middle matzah, bivadai, of course, tzarech kezayis. You have to make a kezayis. You have to eat a kezayis, because that's the bracha that you're saying on al achilas matzah. And the mitzvah of achila, of the mitzvah, the rice, of course, has to have a kezayis. But the part that's for the hamotzi, of alprusas hamotzi, the top matzah, which you just saying hamotzi on, hello Kaimon, don't we hold that you say hamotzi even on less than a kezayis? So he says the svara that we mentioned in passing briefly, that we didn't take so seriously, but he says the following. Mishum deyesh poskin shesofer, there are some who hold the birkas hamotzi is actually on the broken one, and the bracha of alachilas matzah is on the full one. And therefore, because there are different opinions, which is the hamotzi matzah, or more important, there's a machlokas whether your mitzvah of achilas matzah should be from the top matzah or from the second matzah. Therefore, you should have a kezayis from the top one in case that was supposed to be your mitzvah of achilas matzah, and you should have another kezayis from the second matzah in case that was the one that you should have your achilas matzah. And therefore, the Mishnah Brura indeed does paskin l'chumra like the literal reading of the Shulchan Aruch, and like the minhag that even the Brit Chodesh who wanted to argue, even though he acknowledged that the minhag is indeed to write to eat two kazesim from the top and from the bottom. But he says something very nice. He says, you're going to be eating the matzah, right? How do you eat the matzah? You're supposed to actually eat the matzah like this. You're supposed to chew a kazayas and swallow a kazayas at once. But now you just told me that you have to have a kazayas from the top one and a kazayas from the middle one. So does that mean I should chew until I have two kazesim in my mouth, the top one and the middle one, and swallow two kazesim all at once, meaning I have to chew and keep it in my mouth till my mouth is really full, two kazesim fill, and then swallow both together? He says, no, that far you don't have to go. That far you don't have to go. Says the Shulchan Aruch, says the Mishnah Berurah, you should put the two kazesim in your mouth at the same time. Wow. That means you should have two kazesim in your mouth at the same time. That's a lot. Ularaskim, and chew them. You should have two kazesim of matzah in your say at the same time and chew them up. But you don't have to swallow it all together. You should swallow around the kazayas in one swallowing. And then you swallow the rest. I hope you realize what he just said, because this is not so easy. Usually, normal people take a bite and swallow, take another bite and swallow, take another bite and swallow. And if you do that, that's okay. As he's about to say, ubidyeved, afilu bala hakazayis ma'at ma'at yatsa. As long as you have, let's say, 3 minutes, 4 minutes, 6 minutes, 9 minutes from the beginning of your eating of the matzah to the end of your eating of the kazayis, kadeach, you're okay. So if you take a bite, a nibble, and chew, and swallow, chew, and swallow, chew, and swallow, a little bit so it adds up to a kazayis, you're fine. But the ideal way to do it is to have a whole kazayis in your mouth and swallow the whole kazayis at once. And here, where there's a mitzvah of right when you said hamotzi, and we want to have a kazayis on the top and a kazayis on the middle one, says the Mishnah Berurah, and this is not easy, it is lechatchila, don't you let your wife see this because she will not approve. So don't tell her about this, just do it. To have two kazayis in your mouth at once, your cheeks are going to be filled, and then swallow half of what's in your mouth. That would be the most lechatchila way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah concludes. That's a tall order. There is something, he could have been more severe. He could have been more stringent and said, yeah, you're supposed to have two kazesim, chew them all, and then swallow two kazesim together. That far he doesn't go. But he does say you should have, ideally, two kazesim of matzah chewing in your mouth at the same time, but you don't have to swallow it all together. You can swallow half of it at a time. Okay, so be careful. Don't choke. And more importantly than not choking is don't tell your wives what you're doing, but this would be the most ideal way to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah writes. Now, we know that the Mishnah Berurah on the side of his Mishnah Berurah wrote the Be'er Halacha. And in the Be'er Halacha, he says, I don't really understand this whole thing. This whole thing of this double kazayis, I don't really understand. And the way he says, the way he asks it is very intellectually honest. Because look how he says it. In the very basis of the basic idea that you should have two kazesim, tumo mode is very perplexing. So the fikos, according to what we're saying here, nafaklan davar chadash, we're saying a totally new thing that really we don't have any sources for. Did the balayla rishona tzarech lechol beis kazais? You have to have two kazesim of matzah. Below matzinos, we don't see anywhere any sources that you should really need two kazesim. Again, we went through, the Rush that's quoted in the Shulchan, but where did they get it from? It doesn't say it any in Shas that you need two kazesim. And even first of all, there are many posts who don't even say you need. You remember we started off with the machlokes, so they need two matzah, 1.5 matzahs, or 2.5 matzahs. The Rush is the only one who says that you need 2.5 matzahs, even to start with. And in Shas, it says when he talks about somebody who doesn't have time to do a full Seder, who's that? The waiter. So it says, oh, make sure he eats his matzah. What does it say? As follows, that a shamish, a waiter who doesn't have time to do everything, he just has to do minimally what he has to do, meaning what is the most minimal way to fulfill the mitzvah? Hashamish, eat a kezayis. So that's what it says. So maybe you'll tell me, oh, that's bidiyevet. That's a waiter who doesn't have time. He can't do the railway. He can't do it properly. So he'll get away with a minimal of the kazayas. If the Shas wants you to have two kazaysim, and we should assume that you only need one kazaysim, so let the Shas tell us, let the Talmud tell us that you need two kazaysim. We just don't see that anywhere. And let's say you want to say you have to have you want to have two loaves for Lechem Mishnah. By Lechem Mishnah, do you have to have a kazayis from every challah? No. You have a piece. A piece. That's Lechem Mishnah. You have a little piece. Why do you need a kazayis? You could have a half a kazayis. You want to have Lechem Mishnah and have both breads. You could have half a kazayis from one and half a kazayis from another. Why should you need a full kazayis besides the regular kazayis? Why should you need a kazayis for the thing that you're making a matzah? Like the question we've been asking. And therefore, the Mishnah, the Beir Halacha, ends off with these words: "Aval shnei kazayis lo hizkir." We don't see it mentioned. Bitzarich iyan, a big tzarich iyan. Now, I just want to let you give you a perspective. The Mishnah Berurah himself said, "Make sure you have the two kazaysim, one kazayis from the top, one kazayis from the middle." And then, in his commentary on the side, he says, "I don't really understand why. It doesn't really make a make it, we, it doesn't really make sense." But for some reason, that is the minhag. For some reason, that is what the Shulchan Aruch and the Rosh paskened, even though it doesn't really make good sense. So what would I do? On one hand, the Mishnah Berurah says he doesn't really understand it. On the other hand, the same Mishnah Berurah says this is what you should do. You should have a kazayas of the top one and a kazayas of the middle one, and that's why we have the very large shear on all the they have those the booklets have those the diagrams of how much matzah you should eat. That's incorporating both of those kazaysim, like the Shulchan Aruch says you should have, like the Mishnah Berurah said paskens that you should do, even though the Mishnah Berurah himself says I don't really understand why there's a need to have a kazayas from the top matzah. We'll
Rabbi,
finish off today's shir with a comment of the Aruch HaShulchan that addresses this. And the Aruch HaShulchan asks the question that we've been asking all day. Kazayis, why do you have to have a kazayis, not just from the middle matzah, but from the top matzah you're making the hamotzi on? I understand the middle matzah, that's fulfilling the mitzvah. Of course, you need a kazayis. But for hamotzi, you don't have to have a kazayis, just have a bite from the top one. Says the Aruch HaShulchan the following. According to Torah law, which one fulfills the mitzvah? Well, the first one I'm just making hamotzi on. Wait, you made hamotzi on what? On a piece of matzah, of course. What's tonight? Lil Seder. So you made hamotzi on a piece of matzah, and it's a Lil Seder. So that's not your kazayas of hamotzi to fulfill the mitzvah? No, but I have in mind that I'm planning to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with my second matzah, with the broken one. But the first one didn't count? The first one you said hamotzi on? Didn't count? Well, of course it's matzah and tonight's a Seder night, but I don't have my in mind to be yotzei with that. I have in mind to be yotzei with the second one. Says Aruch HaShulchan, I don't care what you have in mind. It's very nice that you have in mind the second one, to eat from a kazayis from the second matzah, the broken matzah. That's where you want to fulfill your mitzvah. But you are eating matzah the first from the top matzah, and that top matzah is matzah, and it is the night of the Seder night. It is the Tevsav of Nisan when you have a mitzvah to eat matzah. Okay, so you want to have your mitzvah from a nicer matzah, meaning a broken matzah, which is more mehudah to fulfill the mitzvah from a broken matzah? Great, but your hamotzi is going on a full one. So you don't think that that one is also fulfilling the mitzvah d'oraisa? Just because you don't have in mind that that should be the way you're fulfilling, because you want to have in mind that your fulfillment of the mitzvah should really be from the second matzah, which is a broken matzah, and the more lechatchila matzah for lechem oni for the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, Dirak ana anan we mipnei hahidur amrim dezu hamotzi. We want the top one to be for the hamotzi because it's a shalem. I want to make hamotzi on a shalem, and then I want to be really frum and say, and therefore I want the second one to be my mitzvah of achilas matzah because it's the broken one. So that's like a hiddur. I want to be frum. I want to be very frum and make hamotzis on shalems, and I want to be very frum and make the and eat the mitzvah of matzahs from a broken one, the second one. So that's all because of the frumkeit that's happening in my own brain. Vimkain. So it ends up being debachila rishona. If there's a mitzvah tonight to eat matzah, let me tell you a secret. The first bite of matzah that you eat, you're fulfilling the mitzvah. The first bite that you're eating, which happens to be the hamotzi, it happens to be from the top one, guess what? That is your mitzvah of matzah, because that's the first matzah that you're eating tonight on the 15th day of Nisan. V'imkein, you should eat a kazayis of it. V'charkach, and later on, when you're going to have the second piece, the second loaf, meaning the middle piece of matzah, which is the broken one, which is the one that you want to do, because that's more mehudr to fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with, because it's a broken. V'charkach, matzah. Now, this is what you have kavana to do. That this one should be my mitzvah of matzah. Well, yeah, I have to have a kazayis for that one also. Like Chazal said. So therefore, he comes out, that's the reason why you have to have two kazaysim. Let's try to understand what he's saying. Really, 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 the first bit of matzah that you eat tonight, I don't care what's going through your brain. I don't care what you're thinking, which one should be for the hamotzi, which one should be for the matzah. The fact is, it's the first night of Pesach, and you're eating an unleavened piece of bread, which is the mitzvah of achilas matzah. So the first bite that you have, that's going to count as the fulfilling your checkoff. Let's say, for example, let's say a guy's in Hatzalah, and he's sitting with his family, and he makes it to the whole Haggadah, and he has a second cup of wine, and he goes washes and tears daim. He says hamotzi. He eats his a kazayis from the top piece of matzah. Let's say he had a kazayis of the top piece of matzah, which was for his hamotzi. And then all of a sudden, before he could eat the second, the broken half of matzah, the kazayis from the second half of matzah, which is like the next thing that he's about to get to, his walkie-talkie goes off, and we have a code with this and this street. He's the closest guy. He jumps out of the Hesed, leaves his family behind, jumps into his car, and goes to save a life. Are we going to say that he fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah tonight? After all, the first kazayis that he ate was just to say hamotzi on it, right? It wasn't the mitzvah of matzah. He didn't have in mind to eat the matzah until he gets to the second piece, the broken piece. That's sort of the mitzvah of achilas matzah. The first piece of matzah that he ate, the top one, was from a shalim because he wanted to say hamotzi on a shalim. Is anyone going to say that he didn't eat matzah at the Seder this year? Let's say he was in the hospital all night long. He didn't get back. He didn't have any more matzah tonight. He had that kazayis that he in his mind was saying, oh, this is for the hamotzi, so I could say hamotzi on a shalom. Did he fulfill the mitzvah of matzah? Of course he did, because it's the Seder night, and he had a kazayis, and it was matzah. The fact that in his mind he ate it because, oh, this is for the hamotzi part, and he has in mind that the next one is going to be for the mitzvah of achilas matzah, of course he fulfilled the mitzvah. He ate matzah on Seder night, period. So therefore, suggests the Aruch HaShulchan. That's the reason why, when you have your first bite of matzah, even though you intend that it's your second matzah that's going to count as the Achilas matzah when you're going to eat the half one, but the hamotzi that you're saying, since it's your first Achilas matzah of the night, therefore it's going to count as the fulfillment of the mitzvah, let that be a kazayis also. And then you'll get to the second one, and that will also be a kazayis, because that's how you want to do the mitzvah properly on a half a loaf. On a broken piece. And therefore, the Aruch HaShulchan says that's what he suggests as a possible way to understand the minhag and what the Shulchan Aruch does paskin of eating a kazayis, both of the top one and of the bottom one. So, halach l'maaseh rabbosai, we don't understand it very well. We don't understand it very clearly, but the poskim do seem to assume that halach l'maaseh, we should indeed be having a kazayis of the top matzah and then a kazayis of the middle matzah. And it ends up being that we should be having a total of two kazaysim for that first achi, what we call the motzi matzah, is really not just one kazayis, but two kazaysim. And therefore, all the measurements that are provided by the poskim and the instruction manuals and the diagrams all give us a configuration of two kazaysim. So that's why it ends up being a lot of matzah. We don't understand it great, but that's what we do. So obviously, if there is a situation where a person simply can't eat matzah, they have Crohn's, they have their they get nauseous from gluten, they're allergic to gluten, and they don't have spelt matzah, whatever it is, and they have to have less, they have to have the minimum amount. So yes, just make hamotzi on top one, take a tiny bite. And then from the second one, from the prusa, from the middle matzah, Take a full kazayas and eat the full kazayas from that without the extra kazayas of the top one that you said hamotzi on. That's not as necessary, but if a person can, then a person should.
Rabbi.
That's what we have for today. While we're here, I want to first of all wish you all a Chag Kosher v'Sameach to each of you, Dr. Jarrett, Mr. Wall, Beresh, Chazen, Rav David, Yossi, Mr. Adler, Zachir, Yaakov, Stephen, Avi,
Thank you, Rabbi.
yes, Siegeleisen, Mr. Adler, who did I miss? Benny, Zafir. I don't see on my screen, it's a little confusing. I just want, does anyone have any questions, Bichlal, about Pesach or Seder while we're here?
Yes.
If you have
Yes,
some questions,
please.
I'm happy to respond as best as I
What
can. Go ahead,
does
Yossi.
the rest of the family do? We only have one kezias in the middle matzah just for the person leaving the Seder.
Yeah, I was actually thinking the same question. The whole lumdus that we just said is that there's a kezias from the top matzah because that's where the hamotzi is, and therefore you add another kezias for the middle matzah. You're saying, but everybody else who doesn't have three matzahs in front of them and they're taking matzah from the box, so why do they need a second matzah? Because anyway, they're not having the matzah from the kezias. They're not having the kezias of matzah from the top matzah that the hamotzi is going on. I hear your question, and I don't have a good answer for you. I have to get back to you on that. I have to look it up because that's very important. I don't know the answer. Benny?
I have a question. And when you break that middle matzah in half, you have to pull out the chart to make sure that the half you're leaving is a kazayas. I mean, the shirim and the kazayas are almost half a matzah. I'm not that great at breaking the matzahs so well. So
You're
usually it's a
saying when you
big
break
half
the
and a
matzah and
smaller
you do
half.
yachatz, it sounds that you want to have the kezias from the broken piece that you left behind, which is the smaller of the two pieces, right? The larger of the two pieces you put away for the afikoman. You took the smaller of the two pieces and you left that behind as your middle matzah. And we're supposed to be having our kezias from that middle matzah. And you're asking, sometimes that kezias is too small. Sometimes that middle matzah,
That
the
middle
broken
is not a
middle
kazayas.
half, is not 49% and 51%. But maybe in your house, you're all mathematicians. You're an actuary and your wife is a math teacher. So in your house, you'd be like, oh, that's the 51%. That's the 49% one. But us normal people, we break it. It's totally, we have one 72%, the other is 28%.
It's not
And we'll
really
put
a
the
kazayas.
72% side half away for the Afikoman, 28%. And you say that 28% of the matzah might not even be a kazayas.
A machine matzah is just about a kazayas.
So, yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
Okay.
I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, maybe you
Let's be
should
more
break it again. I would
careful.
say break it again and have a little bit more. Now, remember, the kezias that we're talking about is not the double kezias. It's a real kezias, which is not what we're talking about, a double kezias. So, whatever the measurement that you have on your sheet of the kezias that you should have for motzi matzah, that's really two kezias because for half from the middle one. So, whatever it is on that sheet for the
What else do you
motzi
need?
matzah kezias, really, half of that, excuse me, is what you want to have on the middle matzah.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.